What other clinical trial strategies that are being discussed for the next generation of adjuvant trials for HER2-positive tumors?
Well, obviously, the small molecule ERBB2 kinase inhibitors are a very exciting class of compounds that could well be the next to be studied in the adjuvant setting in HER2-positive disease. Specifically, lapatinib seems to be the leader, though it's not a pure HER2 kinase inhibitor because it also inhibits the EGF receptor kinase. But be that as it may, it has clear activity in HER2-positive metastatic disease. And there's also an intriguing study in which we participated of a combination of trastuzumab and lapatinib, which looked pretty promising, even in patients with prior treatment failure on trastuzumab. There's a recent study out of South America looking at single-agent lapatinib in HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer, and they have a response rate that's about a third, which is actually very similar to what Chuck Vogel presented for single-agent trastuzumab, first-line HER2-positive metastatic disease, suggesting that lapatinib may really have significant activity in this population of patients. And so it's poised, potentially, to be integrated into the adjuvant setting, either, you know, in combination with trastuzumab or following trastuzumab, or as a substitute for trastuzumab, perhaps, who knows? All these are very interesting questions that potentially could be addressed in a clinical trial.